Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Ever seen the band Genesis in concert? Their early shows were legendary, and then all of a sudden Pete Gabriel decided he wanted a solo career. So the singing duties fell to the drummer, you know, that guy Phil Collins. And quite frankly, soon thereafter, people weren't longing for the old days. They were talking about the new. This guy Phil Collins really could sing and write as well as play. And guess what? Then he started thinking about solo stuff too, but he decided to stay and play and do his own thing at the same time. So Genesis continued, and Phil released his first solo album called Face Value in 1981, followed a year later by another album called Hello, I Must Be Going. Both albums successful, and both seemed to be influenced by his divorce, with songs like In the Air Tonight, If Leaving Me Is Easy, and I Don't Care Anymore. Movie music followed, Against All Odds, his first number one, and he had a hit with Earth, Wind & Fire's Philip Bailey called Easy Lover. Then, another album released, but this one wasn't just successful. It was huge. No Jacket Required, here, today, on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Cry. Still don't know what for.
Phil Collins, no jacket required here on Yeah Baby Tunes. We gave you Sissa Studio, One More Night, his second number one single, Don't Lose My Number, Inside Out, and a great song called Take Me Home. The album was criticized for being too safe, but went to number one despite the mixed reviews. Its title came from an incident at Chicago's famous Pump Room, where Phil was denied admittance because of their dress code, jacket required. Collins was with Robert Plant, who was admitted, and Phil did have on a jacket, but was told it was not proper. Oops. Album was nominated for 5 Grammys and won Album of the Year. Phil also won Best Male Performance and Producer of the Year. He sang the song Doesn't Anyone Stay Together Anymore at Prince Charles' 40th birthday bash, not knowing that Diana and the Prince would be divorcing shortly thereafter. Timing is everything, but Phil certainly had that. He was the only performer to appear at both Live Aid concerts, first at Wembley Stadium in London, where he appeared solo and with Sting, then jumped on the Concorde and made it to Philadelphia to perform with Led Zeppelin as their drummer, Eric Clapton in the same capacity, and did a couple of solo numbers as well. Well-traveled, I guess you could say that. By the way, the Pump Room later sent him an apology letter and an honorary jacket and invited him back anytime. Unfortunately, the Pump Room is no longer open. Now, Phil is retired from performing, but still writes and I'm sure still listens. But No Jacket Required stands the test of time, as does much of the rest of his music. That's tunes for now. Phil Collins, No Jacket Required. Hope you enjoyed it. Please share with your friends and don't forget us on Facebook. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.